Okay, so we are continuing on the drasha of the psukim of when you can eat while you're working. Kinnav shecha, you can eat as much as you want. Kol davar sheyetzer ta'ev. That means anything that your soul desires. Right now, the Rosh Terilio says that this supports the position of the chachamim that afilo bediner klomer afilo kosher shava diner yochelu. Even if it's super expensive, you can eat it, and that is. That is fine, right? That's what you're working with. Now, it's possible that it means he could eat even more than his wages, but we're going to see that the Braita doesn't seem to derive that. So we'll see, right? It could be that here it's talking about quality and not amount, right? And that later we're talking about amount. Kinav shecha, which is shepater mena maisra. You can eat whatever you want, and we already saw this, that you're pater from maisra. It's not considered purchase. You can just eat it. Mat ochel upator af poel ochel upator. Just you, the owner, can eat unprocessed there. Now, the interesting thing is that this seems to be like in a smachta, because midoraita, we already said that right without Rivi Pnei Abayit, it's only chayev midorabanan. And that's what the Rosh Terilio says here. V'hai drasha depatra asmachtehi. The sikna acha barak polim derabanan hu demecha koveya. Because the whole notion that a sale is koveya is only derabanan. And therefore this is an asmachta saying, just like the owner can eat when it's not kevas, so too can you. Right now, is the according to the Marah, full to the drasha comes the fact from kinaf shechaz, you can eat as much as you want, which implies that without limit. The Pnei Moshe says, no, it's kinaf shechaz, he eats like you, right? Like the owner. A third possibility is, I mean, as if it were yours, right? Kinaf shecha, mikan shelo yochal po deyot al scharo. So again, we noticed the problem before about the it being, you know, whatever quality. The reason that you distinguish quality and quantity is because this part of the brayta that says he can't eat more than his salary. And mikan hayrilazer nchasma omer lo yochal po deyot al scharo. Now, the chachamim disagree. Right, the Chachamim in the Bavli in Sadi Bet say it's not true. But here it only quotes one position. And even if right you have the other position, it doesn't sound like the first drasha, Kol Davar Sheyetzer Ta'ev, is in contradiction to this, because it sounds like you can hold right of both positions. And that's why some distinguish and say that there's a machloket about quantity you can eat, but there's no machloket about quality of what you can eat. That right, whatever you're allowed to eat, you can eat it even of the best quality produce. Now, how do we get that from kinaf shecha? So, minayin shenaf sho kriya scharo. Now, how do we know that your soul is considered schar? Rabbi Avo, b'shem, Rabbi Yozi Mechanina, nemer kan naf sho, v'nemer la'alan naf sho, d'chtiv elav hu no say it naf sho, ma naf sho amur la'alan scharo, av kan scharo. Right? When it says in the context of part of the reason why you have to be so careful to pay people because they risk their life, elav hu no say it naf sho, so you see that naf sho connects to your wage, and therefore it's saying that you can't take more than what you're being paid. Now, parenthetically, that drasha becomes very important because it is one of the proofs that it is mutter halachically to take risks to your life to make a parnasa. Right? The fact that the pasuk calls your work something elavu noseit nafsho, that he's risking his life for the work, is one of the proofs that you're allowed to risk your life for parnasa, and gets into the broader sugya of shomer p'tayim Hashem, right? That sometimes things that are normal, you're allowed to be involved in, even if they're objectively have a certain amount of risk. But in the context of work, right, that, you know, this is normal, right? You know, people, you know, you're a handyman, right? Handymen fall off of ladders, and yet people can be handymen, right? Truck drivers, people get into car accidents, and yet people can be, you know, taxi drivers or truck drivers or bus drivers. Savecha, so you can eat your fill. Shaloye ochel umeki, don't eat extra, right? Such that you would vomit, right? So this is in general, right? There's the prohibition on achila gasa. According to the Ramban, it's a violation of kedushin tiyu. According to the Rambam, there may be a pasuk for it. But at any rate, we say that in certain cases, achila gasa isn't eating, right? So for example, you're not chayv for achila gasa in Yom Kippur. You're not chayv for eating truma achila gasa. So here, right, that's not normal eating. Now, Ravina Tam suggests that there's a difference, that eating where you're already full and you just eat extra, that's bad, but it's still halachically eating. If, on the other hand, you eat to the point where you are, you know, you're going to vomit and it hurts, it's not even eating, right? So he thinks that when the Gemara says, you know, you're patur Yom Kippur, you're patur Yom Truma, it's only in the second type. Savecha, another, shelo ye mekalef betenu matzmeitz banavim. That means you shouldn't peel the figs or suck out the juice from the grapes, because that's not normal. What you do is you eat, right? You don't just say, oh, I know how I'll eat my fill, is I will only suck out the best juice from the grapes and leave the rest on the floor, right? You don't do that. Rashoin hapol in letabalim obitzir. Workers are allowed to dip their bread in wine when they're eating with their employer. Bishil shiochla navim harbe, right? Even though eating salty things makes you hungrier, right? You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to make yourself hungrier.
Wait, why would dipping it in the wine make it salty?
In brine.
Oh, brine.
Like salty foods.
Ah.
Right. Before you go out to work so that you'll really want to eat when you're working. Rashai balabayit lashkot an yayin, but the balabayit can also give them wine to drink. So they won't be as hungry. That's all legitimate. Rashai bal hapara lariviv balayla. Similarly, if you're renting out an animal, so you're allowed to starve it at night, so that, right, you're planning on renting it out the next day. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, you're not allowed to starve yourself before you work, right? Because that's considered stealing. But by an animal, we're not worried about it because he's going to start eating from the thing right away, right? If he's hungry, then he'll just start eating, which he's allowed to, and then he'll be able to work. So that's fine. But if you starve yourself, right? Again, this is not your primary food, the grapes that you're picking, right? You're not allowed to starve yourself. And again, I said in modern postgame, there are discussions like, are you really allowed to go on to on extreme diets, right? Some even talk about like any diet. But okay, let's say an extreme diet. While you're working, it's going to mean that you can't function. Right, you suddenly go on a starvation diet, right? Whatever. You go on a, you know, intermittent fasting, you know, 5-2 diet or 2 days a week, you just don't eat and you're starving, right? Rashai balabait lachila piki amir. But by the same token, the owner can come up with straw. Here, animal, eat straw before you go. Mishvil shalom tochal harbe. Bisha shihi dasha. So it doesn't eat a lot. And Rabbi Abahu Amar Hatrigulu Ahamin. Give etrogim to animals. Why etrogim? Or Rosh Relio says actually to drivers. Why etrogim? I don't know. Rechananya mechlan dvela. He would give them the pressed figs. And Reimana mechlan istafnine. He would give them wild carrots so that they wouldn't be too hungry when working. Tani Rebbe Chiya. Ochel poel eshkol rishon. You can eat even the first group, the cluster of groups that grapes that you pick. Right now, you might have thought that that's not the case, right? Because maybe you haven't yet worked for the employer. No. In the Bavli, this is Ravasi. But Lahalacha, the Rif and the Rambam don't quote it, so maybe that it's only Ravasi and that we don't paskin like it according to the Bavli. And in fact, the Torah and the Rambam paskin against it. Right? The Lahalacha, you're not allowed to do this. Tani Eshkol Achron, and some say that you can even eat the last one. Right? Again, the Chiddush is that you might have thought, well, I'm done working for him. Kamash Rolan, you're not. Now, right, the Pnei Moshe says, right, that maybe it even is saying that you're allowed to eat everything, right? The first and last, right? Right, and that's what he says. The Pnei Moshe is this is a huge chiddush. He says that the chiddush glomer afa eshkol achon sha'aval bishelo yishtayer litin lekev shel abayit ochelu. The Torah zachtalo ve'ein bakach klum. Achenami garis beperak ha poalim. So remember, ochel poal ochel region ve'eshkol acharon. I don't know if he'll ever hire you back if you do that, but okay. So Rabbi Shmuel, the shame Rabbi Hila, not nula sal aser, but once you put it in the basket, you can't eat it. Right now it's. And Amr Rav Yosi, lo chen svicha, that's obvious. When, kishahaya hu botzer v'acher malech, where you, the worker, was picking it, and another was transporting it. So in this case, the picker is not involved once into the basket. That's why he can't do it. Aval imhu haya botzer v'hu malech, but what if you are both the picker and the transporter? So you're still involved in the work while it's in it. So when you begin carrying it, you can eat because of convention.
Because of
common practice, meaning this is not, right, you're just guarding it, so it's not actually Minat Torah that you're allowed to eat it, but the convention was you were allowed to. Ulasov Ochel Mishum Polen. And when you're schlepping it, so now you are working and now you are entitled to it, so you actually can eat it. Hapoalim Ochel Malichadan Uman Uman, and the workers can eat it from going from row to row, Bachazit Ratan Minagat, and when they're coming back from the wine press, Uva Chamor, and by a donkey, Shadei Boreket, where she can eat what's on her back until she is unloaded, right? That's all considered still working. Now, this is Derabanan. Why is this Derabanan? Because we think it's the advantage, right? Technically, Minatora, they're only allowed to work, eat while they're working. But the Rabbanan felt that if we said you can't eat between rows, so then, right, they'll be less efficient. If they know they can eat while they're walking between rows, they'll wait, right? Rather than try to say, oh, I can only do while I'm working, I'll pick with one hand and eat with the other, right? So Chazal said it's more efficient to say he can eat between rows. Now, the Grud disagrees with what I just said. He says, no, this is really Daraita. That's called still being involved in the work. Tani, Marim Adam Al Polo, you can be tricky with your workers. Liot Ochlan Teshav Ekotan Achat, by asking them to eat 9 figs and lay one to dry. Right, and this will allow them to eat it without having to separate Maestro. Right, meaning he hired them to work with 10 figs, tells them they can eat 9 and leave one to dry, which means that they're technically working, which allows them to eat stam. But really, it's a gift, right? Right? It's, I hire you to do this, but really, right, I'm paying you, with, you know. Now the Meiri goes farther. This is even if you're not paying them, because workers don't need to be paid workers, right? So it really is just a way of, giving the guy a gift. Now, others say that, no, what we're dealing with, and Yosef says what we're dealing with is someone who, workers who aren't entitled to eat, right? They're non-agricultural, but I want to provide their food in a clever way. So what do? Is really they're hired to build my house. And then when it's time for lunch, I say, okay, here, work on my figs. Only dry every 10th fig, the rest is yours. And that's who provides lunch, right? And that's what he thinks is going on here. So Gemara says, Nicha ochlan teisha v'kitzen achad. I get why you can leave 9 and dry 1, but kitzen teisha v'ochlan achad, but to dry, to lay 9 and eat 1, that's obviously normal, right? That's not a trick, right? That's just normal, right? To only eat 1 out of 10, that's like totally normal. So, Amar Rabbi Avin, Shlo Tamar. The reason I have to tell you this, because you might have thought that Yasek Lacha Gemar Malacha, that is considered after the end. V'heichayav Kamash Malan. No, it's fine, right? That's, as we already saw, right? That's not considered the end. Right. So what you did is you made it right. You integrated into it. Right. By stipulating it's all together, the job isn't considered finished, or that's the chup, right? Okay. Now, the last section, the Mishnah, Hamach Levim Chaver, if you barter with your friend, so each is chayev to separate before eating. So, Nicha Lechol Chayev. So, I understand that if they're going to eat, so it's chayev. But, Liktot Chayev, but how can the Tanakhama say that if you barter with intent to dry it, it's chayev, there's no Gmar Malacha? So, Amr Bilazar, Deri Meir, Amar Mekach Tovel, Beper Shalom Gmar Malacha. That's Deri Meir's position, who says that there's Gmar Malacha. That even without Gmar Malacha, Mekach makes it Chayv and Meiser. And Amar Rabbi Lazar, Meir Rabbi Lazar, Shnei Adam Rabbi Echad, the Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir said the same thing. Kamad Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar, Truma Tovel Befer, Shalom Gmar Malacha. And Rabbi Lazar said that Truma, when you are Mafresh Truma, it makes something full Tevel even without Gmar Malacha. Kain Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Meir said the same thing, that Mekach Tovel Befer, Shalom Gmar Malacha, and that Sale can make it Chayv even without Gmar Malacha. Hadron Alach, Hayover, and we will continue the next parak tomorrow.